let's say a little prayer. It's been a wonderful festival. And Jeannie Fitchin did such a great job last night, I'm really intimidated. People often ask me to what I attribute my enormous success. As far as White Springs go, it's this song. And the reason was because Thelma liked to come out and sing with me when I'd sing it. And I'm sure that's the only reason I ever got invited back. So let's do it for Cousin Thelma. Uh-oh. I want to wake up in the morning where the orange blossoms grow, where the sun comes a-peeking into where I'm sleeping and the songbirds say hello. And I want to wander through the orange groves where as children we would play. And so I make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. Hey! Watch the sunrise on the ocean or the moonlight on the bay, and in the winter, spring, summer, fall, anytime at all, another perfect Florida day. Her roads and highways go to great places where so many fine folks stay. So I make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. So I make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. Can you kill the blue screen, Kev? I guess not. You know, I say Will McLean is my hero, and it's true. He wrote, by some estimations, 3,500 songs and stories about Florida. Of all of the songs that he wrote, this one is unique in that it's not about Florida particularly. He wrote it when he was 6 years old, and he'd stepped on a nail, which I guess is not a real big deal now, but then and in Cottondale, it was a big deal. And his fever just kept rising, and the swelling kept swelling, and they soaked his foot in alcohol, and his fever kept fevering, and they soaked his foot in turpentine, for crying out loud. And that gives you some idea of what home medicine must have been like. The only thing that they could do was stick him out on the porch in the cold and hope that the cold would break his fever, and as it turns out, I guess I was lucky. But let me show you some pictures of Will McLean. Sing this song that he wrote when he was 6 years old. Away we all go when the sun sinks down and the yellow moon is big and round. Away we all go, away we. Away we all fly when the honking geese go a-sailing through the frozen sky. Away we all fly, away we. Away we all sing a lilting song, for my step is light and my heart has wings. Away we all sing, away we. Away we all love the earth, the sky, the people and our God above. Away we all love, away we. And when in my final sleep I pray my soul departs into the heavens deep, for all have done my best, away, 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 away. And then there are real heroes. And we've been 10 years without, it's the 10th anniversary of the last festival that Gamble was in attendance. And I'm still at a loss, and I still can't find words. That isn't too surprising, because I don't write songs and I don't write. And then I remembered, I steal other people's ideas. And I want to do a song by Michael Smith here in a minute. And if I can steal somebody's song, why can't I steal somebody's introduction? So I'm stealing this introduction from Jimmy Buffett. It's the dedication from his Fruitcakes album that he released in 1994. It says, "When I look back at the causes and effects that have brought me to this stage in my life, I do believe I've kept my guardian angels quite busy. I say angels because I feel that with the lifestyle I've chosen, more help is required. They've been quite good at providing me with the right kind of help at the right time. Gamble Rogers was the right kind of help. I vividly remember the days I spent traversing the folk club circuit of the Southeast, roaring down two-lane blacktop roads with Gamble at the wheel of his black fastback Mustang, listening to the glass packs ricocheting through the pines as he offered words of wisdom to an up-and-coming folk singer from the Gulf Coast. I'd open shows for Gamble in places like the Hub Pub Club in Buies Creek, North Carolina, or the Trade Winds in St. Augustine, or the Gaslight in Athens, watching him weave the magic with just a guitar and a story. Gamble Rogers taught me how to move an audience with dialogue and delivery as much as with music. I never tired of listening to him expound about the Maitland Turkey Farm Massacre, or deliver a history lesson on the Seminole Chief Osceola as he sung a Will McLean song. I was the apprentice, and he was the master. As we each continued down our respective paths, we saw less and less of each other, but stayed in touch as good folks, good friends do. When the Margarita Cafe opened its doors in Key West, it was Gamble whom I asked to initiate the stage and hopefully leave his mark there for others to follow. That week, we shared many a good laugh, recalling our days together and caught up on the years that were passing so quickly. He had settled into a quieter routine of teaching and doing festivals around Florida." That would be this, just aside. "I was trying to hold down the fort of the troubadours that was being bombarded constantly by pop culture. I attribute a lot of my ability to remain true to my vision to Gamble Rogers and to what he taught me. Many of his tricks of 20 years ago are the same ones I still use today. So it was with shock and sadness that I read the account of Gamble's death in St. Augustine last year. He died trying to save a man from drowning, just like Gamble, always thinking of the other guy. So with love and respect, I dedicate this collection of songs to the memory of James Gamble Rogers, a troubadour and a friend who's gone over to the other side where the guardian angels dwell and has, in all likelihood, become one." And there ain't nothing flashy about this video I'm going to show you. It's just the stuff that I got in my scrapbook on Gamble that I put on tape for you. And like I say, the song is by Michael Smith, one of the great poets. down in St. Augustine, FLA, and I was walking along the beach one day. Sun beating down like a steel drum plays, so bright you couldn't see far. So listen to the waves roll in, humming a tune from a don't know when, and thinking of days that won't come again. And I thought I heard Gamble's guitar. And I had a book and a joint, some crusts of bread for the seabirds wheeling above my head, a little Elmore Leonard and Panama Red, and music from a distant bar. And I was thinking about a real good friend, feeling kind of sorry for myself just then, and a whole lot older than I'd ever been. And I thought I heard Gamble's guitar. A whole lot of country, a whole lot of blues, a whole lot of sunshine, sand in your shoes, sounds of a player who paid his dues, put some miles on that Mustang car. A shot of Merle, a jigger of Chet, a little bit of Will McLean, I bet, and only the wind and the palms, and yet I thought I heard Gamble's guitar. He sang about the swamps and the snakes and the vines and the hurricanes and phosphate mines and nights up late neath the whispering pines and watching for a shooting star. Of stony roads and swimming holes and afternoons with a fishing pole and a mouth bowl played by a Seminole, I thought I heard Gamble's guitar. And from the old boys picking by the front porch, digging for treasure in a pirate's cove or in a coffee house and coconut grove, doesn't matter where you are. Beside Spanish walls and Winter Park, smelling the jasmine when it's getting dark, or running a speed trap outside Stark, thought I heard Gamble's guitar. A whole lot of country, a whole lot of blues, a whole lot of sunshine, sand in your shoes, and the sounds of a player who paid his dues, put some miles on that Mustang car. A shot of Merle, a jigger of Chet, a little bit of Will McLean, I bet. Only the wind and the palms, and yet I thought I heard Gamble's guitar. And where the sea breeze blows, but there's still all the heat, sunburned nose and sand spurs in my feet, and now my old college sweetheart's in St. Pete, and her husband's passing out cigars. Well, I'm heading south across the Manatee, driving down to the Florida Keys, getting things straight between Jesus and me. I thought I heard Gamble's guitar. And I want to sleep beside the sea tonight, hear the crash of the waves, see the tops of white. I want to be grateful for the things that have gone right, and I want to wish upon a star. But God bless old friends from way before. Bless old banjos, old country stores. Bless old Florida forevermore. God bless Gamble's guitar. A whole lot of country, a whole lot of blues, a whole lot of sunshine and sand in your shoes. Sounds of a player who paid his dues, put miles on that Mustang car. A shot of Merle, a jigger of Chet, a little bit of Will McLean, I bet. Only the wind and the palms, and yet I thought I heard Gamble's guitar. God bless Gamble's guitar. So when I was deciding what to do tonight, it was about this time that I could hear Don Groom's voice saying, "Geez, Doug, lighten up." And he's right. But while I got the stage and the captive audience, there's some other folks that need to be thanked. And Barbara Beecham did so much for the festival for so long. God bless Barbara Beecham. She might have been the most important person that got the festival to where it is today. Here lately, Ken and Nancy Buchanan. When the festival was threatened, and make no mistake, there were some people that were dead set on eliminating this festival. And don't forget when it's time to vote. Because the truth is, they're the same people now that claim that they went to bat for the festival and they wouldn't take no for an answer, and Well, pay attention, you know, you'll do fine. In Tallahassee, Howard Pardue and Carolyn, his wife, raised, geez, $30,000 or something like that, held benefits. I suspect that there's folks that did the same kind of things in your area. I don't know who they are, but I'm thankful to them, and I hope you're thankful to Howard and Carolyn from my area in Tallahassee. Towards the lightning up end, and we're going to show some more pictures here in a few minutes. Guy Clark coming out, he's going to slay you. And what a nice guy. I just got to visit with him. I had my picture taken with him. and a nice fella. And once he's done, we're going to have a little finale where we're going to encourage you all to sing, and we're going to show you 50 years of pictures of the festival. So I can't imagine that any of you are leaving now, but anybody that might have been considering it, reconsider. So here's a Don Groom song. It's about them folks that they got their own CBs and color TVs. And every third car on the road is some old man from Michigan and a gal during Winnebago. See him bumper to bumper on the highway. You can hear him yelling breaker 19. But they only ever stop to buy a bottle of pop to pump out the sewer line. They got decals on the window saying where they've been and bumper stickers saying where they're bound. Pull into KOA and hit the hay. Their feet never touch the ground. They got their own CB and a color TV, and every third car on the road is some old man from Michigan and a gal in Winnebago. Well, now Winnebago, you might know, it's an old Chippewa Indian name. It means standing, stagnant, putrid water. Now how's that for a claim to fame? I'd like to drive for hours through the land of the flowers, the home of the Seminole. Never see one man from Michigan and his gal in Winnebago. They got their own CB and a color TV, and every third car on the road be Ma and Pa from Saginaw and a gal in Winnebago. Well, you can't go around sleeping on the ground, you know, with a sleeping bag and just your clothes. The cops will run you in unless you're from Michigan and a gal in Winnebago. But someday when I'm old, when my reflex is slow, when I got no business on the road, I'm going to move up north. I'm going to rent me one of them Winnebagos about 175 feet long and put a trailer behind it with a car towing behind after that. I'm going to find their busiest highway. I'm going to get out there in the left-hand lane, go 15 miles an hour, and have my right turn signal on. I'm going to hire me 2.3 kids to sit in the back and throw crap out the window and have me a seatbelt dangling out of one of the doors making sparks on the pavement. In my gal-darn Winnebago, they got their own CB and a color TV in every third car on the road. It's some old man from Michigan and a gal-darn Winnebago. It's some old man from Michigan and a gal-darn Winnebago. Thank you. We'll be back in 50 minutes.